All right, fighters. Holy cow. I'm recording this in the middle of February 2019, and the time is already flying by. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know. I'm blown away by how quick this year is going. It's been a crazy year, got a lot of things going. Had a lot of coaching clients come out to Manitou Springs, where I live, I do these coaching days. Which is cool. Get a lot of great time with those guys. We've got a bunch of things going on in our Contractor Sales Academy and our Fight Club and Fight Nights and on and on and on. I'm getting ready to go speak at a places. First week of March, I'm in Savannah, Georgia for the Painting and Decorating Conference, PDCA.org, if you want to check that out. I'll be in Savannah speaking, keynoting that thing. Then I'm in Maryland at one of my partner's houses for a private CSA event that we're doing. We're actually going to have Sheridan come in and do a workshop for a select group of people, which is pretty cool. And then I get a week to kind of breathe a little bit back here in Manitou, and then I go to speak. I do a couple sessions at JLC Live out in Rhode Island. And I know it's Island, not Island. Anyway, so I'm out there the last week of March. So listen, if you're near Savannah, if you're near Rhode Island, Providence there, then come on out, come to JLC Live, come to PDCA, a lot of good stuff that's going to be happening at these events and like that. I'm also super excited. I wanted to share, we got a bunch of testimonials lately from things going on in our programs, mainly the CSA program, and Justin owns a painting company in Tennessee, and he just said, hey man, this week, we went out for a total of 7 demos or estimates, as they call them, and we collected deposits on 6 of those. The 7th, we have invoiced them for a consultation fee for our time. We also had our biggest single week of sales at $52,000. Last month's total sales were $82,000 for the whole month. So we said our biggest week of sales at $52,000 with a ton less wasted time and a lot higher gross profit since we increased all our pricing by 10 to 15% this month. This group is the best investment I've made in my business so far. So listen, we have so many awesome things going on in Contractor Fight land, and I encourage you to head to thecontractorfight.com, check out the website there, and if you haven't already done so, head over to our private Facebook group, and then you can get a lot more information of our other programs and the CSA and things like that. But guys, listen, what I want to talk to you about today, the reason I started with just this testimonial from Justin, was how quickly your life and how your business can turn that around when you focus on the right stuff, when you spend your time doing the right stuff, when you learn to say no, when you protect your time and all that stuff. So I want to talk about that mindset here a little, but mainly the mindset of being a fanatical salesperson. Remember, I've spoken here 1,000 times before about your job when you start your own business is not to be the craftsman anymore. Yes, it's important to be a craftsman. It's great to be a craftsman. I love craftsmen, all that other stuff. But your number one role is to sell. And if you are not selling, then you have nothing to craft. Okay. And one of the biggest mistakes that I see home improvement contractors make over and over and over and over again is in the slower months, mainly in the winter for most parts of the country, y'all are freaking out, wondering where the next jobs come from. And then once it picks up, the snow starts to melt, the phone starts to ring and all this other stuff, you sell, you fill your calendar to a certain degree, and then you freaking get complacent again. All right? You get complacent because money's flowing. And so the thing I want to encourage you with today is to create yourself some sort of tracking spreadsheets or hang something on the wall and use a marker. I don't care, but every single day of the week, you need to be looking at where your sales are at. What did I sell today? Just simply ask yourself that question. The top sales organizations look at their numbers every day. In fact, now I don't know if this is true. I'm sure you guys will correct me if I'm not, but somebody told me a couple weeks ago that Grant Cardone, those of you know that know Grant, pretty crazy fanatical guy, right? Somebody told me that like every hour he has a text or an email come to him where his team has to report the sales for the day. And I guarantee you, if that's even remotely true, it's not a coincidence. that his organization is kicking ass and selling a lot of their products. So guys, what you focus on improves, right? What you put your sights on is what you hit. So if you are thinking about your sales every single day, you are going to sell more just by default. I promise you that. All right. In fact, you could not have any of our sales training. You could, never brush your teeth when you go meet somebody and throw up on their front porch. But if you're looking at your sales every single day, they're going to get better. Why? Because our brain finds the opportunities for the things in our world around us that we deem as important. And when you are looking at something every day, when you're focused on something a day, good or bad, your brain is learning that that is important to you, and it's going to look for opportunities to make that shit happen. So I'm not going to get all crazy and woo-woo with you on that because I don't have the ability to do that, but that's the gist. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Here's my challenge. Every day, at some point, at the end of the day, end of your workday, create a ritual where you shut down and you ask yourself the question, what do I sell today? Now, sales and revenue are different in my world. Revenue is the money you've collected. Okay. Sales are what did I sell? What's on the radar? What's coming up? Okay. Revenue's in the past. Sales are in the future. So if I go, it's middle of February right now. If I sell a $20,000 job today and get a $10,000 deposit, but I don't do the job until April, I sold $20,000 in February. My revenue for February is the 10 grand, and my revenue in April will include that second 10 grand. That clears it up. But guys, just ask yourself, what did I sell today? And a sale is a signed proposal and some sort of a deposit. It's a commitment, and you're putting it on the calendar, and you're do the job. So I want to encourage you to look at it before you go to bed each night, okay? Or before you end your workday. Make it part of your ritual. And then here's the other part to this. Whatever your sales goal is for the month, divide. So let's say my sales goal is $100,000 for the month, okay? So I'm walking it on my calculator here. So grab your calculator and you can do this with me. 100,000. Okay. I just typed it in my computer. Divided by, say, I've got 22 sales days, working days in a month. Okay. I'm not working weekends and crap. That means I got to sell $4,545.45 a day. $4,500 a day to sell $100,000 in the month. Or doesn't mean I'm collecting $100,000. So we always have to be super aggressive with our sales because we got to fill the work pipeline. So anyway, let's say that 7 days are gone out of the 22. That means I got 15 days left. And let's say that I've only sold 30 grand. So I got 70 grand to go divided by 15,000. That means I got to do almost $4,700 a day to make up for being short. See, and guys, this is one small aspect of what I'm talking about what it means to focus on your numbers, what it means to know your numbers, what it means to be sales minded. So many contractors, so many of you listening to this right now, are wondering if your fucking credit card is going to work at the gas pump. And the reason that you're worried about that, or at lunch, or if your vendor's going to, if the check's going to bounce to your vendor, whatever it is, one of the reasons that this is an issue in your life is because you've chosen to not give a shit about sales. Oh, now on the surface, you're like, oh, I give a shit about sales. I understand that. No. I'm talking fanatical commitment to selling every day. Overhead eats every day. Whether you're working or not, whether you're out of town or not, you're out of the country, you're in the hospital, whatever, you still have a phone bill that's racking up dollars. You still have insurance that has to get paid. You still have your shop rent or mortgage or whatever it is. Okay, there's the marketing agreement that you sign with your SEO guy or whatever it is. Overhead eats every day. And so if you are not radically committed to getting your fucking cash register to ring every day, you're going to be screwed, and you're going to be just like I was many years ago, standing at the gas pump, like I'd push and pray, right? I'd push it in and pray. Reminds me of something else. Anyway, so I would push my credit card in the credit card reader, and I would just sit there for like 10 seconds while I was reading it, and guys, many times it would go, got no money, home slice. And it said it just like that. So, the fastest way to fix your business, the fastest way is to sell. Okay? It is to sell, because money is oxygen. Oxygen is good for the body and the brain and other stuff, just like it is in the body, it is for your business. Okay? So, if you're not focused every day on selling, you are going to struggle more than you need to. Yes, there are other things that need to be done in the business. You have the employee issues and you got a schedule and you all this other shit. But I'll tell you what, all that other shit is easier when you're selling. And you go, well, Tom, why is that? So I could hear you all asking me that. In the future, you ask me that. Here's why. When you sell, and you sell at the right prices, and you sell all the time, and you have oxygen coming, and then you got to schedule shit, and you got to do the admin stuff of the business, and the track, and the books, and all that other garbage, and the operations, blah, 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 blah. You can go, huh, I got a lot of money coming in. I can hire someone. And then, boom, you're out of the mix. You don't have to be the one doing all that other shit. Why? Because you focused on selling. You didn't consume yourself with hanging crown molding. As important as that is. Hopefully y'all are picking up what I'm putting down here today. I'm all full of, like, you know, street talk. Hey, listen, if you were a home improvement contractor doing $750,000 or more in sales, you know that there are so many demands on your time. And here's one thing I've learned working with companies, you know, at that revenue mark all the way up to $50, $60 million companies, is as you want to grow and scale your business, one of the greatest things that you could do is truly learn how to use your energy, how to use your time, how to find that one nail that you need to be hitting in on a regular basis in order to help your company get to that next level. And so I want to share with you real quick about my One Nail program. Listen, One Nail is a high performance implementation group for those who are already winning in their business. This is not for somebody who's already broke, or who's broke, who can't get the phone to ring, who's struggling to eat. It's for those contractors who want to move faster towards greater success without all the typical bullshit, okay? It is for action takers. In fact, consistent implementation is a requirement to stay in the program. And listen, in this program, we're gonna show you how to take the right action, and we're gonna guarantee your results, or we actually refund your money, okay, at the end of the program. And so we're gonna cover leadership, rapid growth for your business, systems, marketing, things like that. Because at the end of the day, if you are not truly focused on the things that matter most in your business, you're gonna continue to wake up year in and year out in the same place. So go ahead and go to thecontractorfight.com/one-nail. Contractorfight.com/one-nail, and hit the link, fill the thing out, and see if you apply. We'll get on the phone and we'll have a great conversation. Have a great day. You guys rock. So guys, look at your sales every day. Okay. Take a page out of the Seinfeld joke writing book. Just Google the Seinfeld method. Better yet, Google Seinfeld method, James Clear, C-L-E-A-R. You'll find an article. One of my favorite authors, James Clear, he talks about habits and all that other stuff. I'm actually working on getting him on the show here. And he shares a story about how Jerry Seinfeld, some old comedian at some point, said to him, hey, if you want to be a great comedian, you got to write a lot of great jokes. You got to write jokes all the time. So a young Jerry Seinfeld's like, oh, you know, it's just a numbers game. If I just write a shitload of jokes, then a few of them are going to be good. And so he put a big wall calendar up on his wall, because that's what you, where you put a wall calendar. And he grabbed a Sharpie. And every day that he wrote a joke, good, bad, or ugly, the joke was, who cares, he put an X on that day on the calendar. And his goal was to make the chain as long as he could. If he broke the chain in 3 days, he'd be like, all right, I got to go at least 4 days with writing a joke. And the byproduct of creating that habit is he wrote a lot of good jokes. So I have some of my clients that do exactly that, except with sales. Instead of writing an X in the calendar day on the wall, if they sell something, they'll write what they sold in a green Sharpie. And if they sell anything, they'll write they'll do like a red X. And the goal is to have more green than red. Hopefully that makes sense to you. So whatever you tell your brain that is important to you, your brain is going to attract and bring more of that into your life. And so I want to encourage you to focus on just this simple sales metric. We don't have to get fancy with anything here, whatever it is, but I guarantee if you do this for 1 month, your sales are going to go up. I guarantee it. Because less things are going to be dropping through the cracks. You're going to be thinking about, oh crap, I got to get that bid out or whatever you promised and things like that. And then you're going to be more ball, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. All right. So listen, y'all, I think you're a bunch of FWs, and I appreciate you listening. I have an ask. I have actually a couple asks for you here. Number one, most important thing that you can do is share this podcast, this show, this channel, whatever you're listening to it on, with your contractor, so that we can continue raising the bar and reclaiming back our dignity and all that other stuff as contractors. Talk about here in the fight. So share this with somebody else. And if you're up to it, head over to iTunes and give us a review of the show and how it's helped you and all that other stuff. Super appreciate that. And then finally, like I said at the top, if you are in Rhode Island or near there, end of March 2019, come out and see me. If you are near, around or near Savannah, Georgia, which I've never been to, I'm super excited to go there. Come, just go pay and go to the PDC. A conference. You're going to get a lot of good stuff. There's tons of speakers and all that stuff, but I'd love to see you there as well. So listen, you guys rock. And speaking of rock, Travis, bring the guitar in and rock our happy asses out of here. I'll see you guys next time on the Contractor Fight. Hasta la bye-bye.